Hi, Juliet the Real Rabbi, NYC.com. Juliet the Rabbi coming to you from NYC. Welcome. We're coming out of Passover. Tonight it ends, and we are re-entering our regular Torah series. I've spent the better part of the past 10 days, I think, thinking about ways in which I feel personally liberated of late, and also where I still feel a little stuck in the narrow place, which is an English translation for Egypt. Egypt is the narrow place. And though I feel joyful to feel growth in certain ways, the state of our country very much concerns me. I mean, so much has happened while we're in these holidays, so many things. Because, for instance, it would have been enough had Republicans downright refused to create laws to reduce gun access in our country with everything that's going on, with more school shootings. But making guns even more accessible? That's crazy to me. And it would have been enough had abortion been outlawed in certain states, but to go after abortion pills for the entire country as well? It would have been enough. It would have been bad enough for temperatures to rise to 90 degrees in New York City in May, which is what it's been doing over the past many years already. But for that to happen in mid-April, as it did today, it's horrifying. In the words of Greta Thunberg, our house is burning up. It all feels like too much. Like what happens in this week's Parsha feels like too much. Aaron's sons, Nadav and Abihu, they're swallowed up by fire for making an unauthorized burnt offering to God. Burnt offering, our house is burning up, get the connection. But the Parsha is teaching us about holiness and restraint. What foods to eat, when to make offerings, not to get too enthusiastic about doing it all now before it's time. I heard this Episcopal priest and theologian Barbara Brown Taylor with Krista Tippett on Being. It's always hard to say that. On Being. On Being. On Being. Barbara Brown Taylor went on this. She was talking about holiness. What is holiness? And she said that it means being able. She gave this beautiful definition that it means being able to be holy, means to be able to maintain a sort of equilibrium, even as the earth is shifting under our feet. She commented on the passionate need that we all feel to change everything now. And it does feel that way, like we need to change everything now. She points us, however, in the direction of seeing ourselves each as one person in a bucket brigade, each making a contribution to put out the fire. As she says, we participate in the bucket brigade without knowing whether we ourselves will make it out alive. Scary and interesting thought and true. But we do it anyway because it's the right thing to do, because we have to. And we should. And we have no choice. How else do we live a holy life? I mean, honestly, like if we just walked away from a burning house and said, oh, no, can't do anything, not even going to try. That, to me, is the opposite of holy, of a holy life or holiness. And Passover is about retelling a story of hope that we as a people will be able to overcome whatever comes our way. It's a call to maintain hope. Our Torah commands us to tell the story of the Exodus every year so our children will learn and understand and continue to hope. Many of us also tell stories of other peoples that have overcome extreme adversity as well at our Seder tables. And those who we remember, those who are enslaved in today's world, we don't say, oh, slavery is just a thing of the past. No, there are actual people who are enslaved by coyotes, or people who helped them cross the border. That's a Mexican word for it. For a smuggler, I guess it's a smuggler, right? People who live in fear for their families or are taken as slaves. They're sex traffickers or all kinds of things. So there is real slavery in today's world, and we remember that. And we continue to do our part because we must. We have no choice. And especially if we want to be living a holy life, we have to. So that's all I've got to say today at the end of Passover. It's been a very busy week, and it was beautiful. And yes, I feel liberated. I hope you feel liberated in some way and feel liberated from a lack of hope, perhaps. I don't know. Is that a thing? So until next week, next time, now I can say Shabbat Shalom, and visit my website, realrabbinyc.com, and see what I have to offer, and call me, email me, make a contribution. Okay, until next time, Shabbat Shalom.